אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר.
We are reading from Zohar.
זוהר חדש, בראשית, חלק ב',
in Genesis, item 855, we have no English translation.
כמו כן, ניתן
לשאול שאלות באתר. You can download it through the website, though.
שאלות לחומר הנלמד ישאלו במהלך
השיעור. And ask questions on Cub.co.il.
זוהר חדש.
So we're reading from Genesis, item 855, no English translation.
קניתי איש את הוויה, השם המיוחד, שאינו בשיתוף עם התחתונים.
I have acquired the special name that isn't with the upper ones, and Cain ruined his actions and didn't want to go on the straight path, but to let the wisdom continue from above to below, as it is said, that Cain came out before Havaya, when he went out of that same place, that he should have cling on to that name of Havaya. And that why it is written, and lived in the land of Nod, that he was moving around the land. And as so, he answered that he admitted his sin and received punishment. Because all the one who admits his sins and is ashamed by them, he is forgiven for all his evil. As it is said, but whoso confess and forsaketh them shall obtain mercy. And it says, he must confess in that way he has sinned, and he will be forgiven. There's nothing in the world that is before the answer. Nothing in the world is standing before the answer. Cain was sentenced, as it says, you shall be a restless wanderer on the earth. And when he returned with the answer, half was broken, as it says, and he lived in the land of Nod, but moving, it wasn't written.
8:41. Let's move to 8:45. So we're moving to 8:45, Chanoch ben Yered, that's the article. Chanoch ben Yered, he was righteous, and he took upon himself to condemn.
First of all, we shouldn't forget that everything that is written here is written about one person. As all the wisdom of Kabbalah, there are no people, there is a state. The state is Adam, and in him there's all kinds of states that are called plants, animals, humans. So one of the states that we are in on our path of development is called Chanoch ben Yered. So this state is the state of a righteous who justifies the Creator on some certain degree, on some trouble that is being revealed, some suffering, some state of his ego that is being revealed. And let's see. This state, this level, is called Chanoch ben Yered. Yes.
8:45. Chanoch ben Yered was righteous, and he took upon himself to condemn, where he thought to sin. And the Creator took him ahead of his time to do mercy with him and to give him a good reward for the next world. 8:46. It says in Ishmael that the Creator heard the voice of the lad as he was there.
That's why it's called Ishmael. Ishmael heard God.
There are those who say that as he is there, meaning that he was righteous at that time, and therefore the Creator heard his voice. 8:47. Was he truly righteous at that time? Why was Ishmael driven away from Abraham's home? And what did Sarah see that she said, drive this slave away and her son? And it says, but Sarah saw that the son whom Hagar the Egyptian had born to Abraham was mocking, and you shouldn't make And you make laugh only in the work, as it says that he makes fun, and it says that got up to indulge in revelry, as it says, and Ishmael was at that time engaged in idolatry. If so, how do we clarify while he is there, meaning that he was righteous at that time? 848. But the excuse, the explanation is that the court of above does not judge a person until he is 20 years of age, and the court of below from the age of 13 and on. And Ishmael, at that time that he was expelled from Abraham's home, was not 20, and therefore he was not sentenced.
Oh, 20, 13, we learned that when a person develops, meaning the Adam in the person, in that development we go through degrees, and either we count them by days or years, and then we have like the 3 days of receiving the seed in the womb and the development of the fetus, 3 stages in internal development, and that's by conception, which is of Yud Shoresh, then of Yud Aleph, which is 3 years, 6 years, 13 years, and then all the way to 20 years. That's already 10 svirot of direct light, 10 svirot of reform, reflecting light from the state of Gadlut, that he can already deal with his entire desire. And if not, so we also learn how in our courthouse they take it into consideration. They take the young ages into consideration. Before 13, there's nothing you can do. From 13 to 20 or 18, doesn't matter. So they take into consideration that of a person, that he's still a minor, that he hasn't reached his full intellectual development. To stand against his temptations. Now the question is, why does the Creator still send things like that to a person? What, so he'll make a mistake? Why do people in such young ages, let's say 10 years old, till the age of 20, they're under so much pressure, different kinds of pressure, and don't know exactly what they're going through, and supposedly make a lot of transgressions, just burst out in all kinds of directions? What's the benefit with this? And we still forgive them, and we know that it's the dumb teen years and so on. What's the advantage here? So let's see. An example with Ishmael.
And accordingly, he was not sentenced because he should have received the punishment because he was engaged in idolatry, but his age did not necessitate this. And it says, as he is there, meaning in the days that he was there when he was not yet 20 years of age, therefore he was not sentenced. 8:49. And we see a child that is not 20 years yet, and he is good, and he reads, and studies, and dies. Who caused him to leave this world? And it's not due to the iniquities of his father that he is from the age of 13 and above, that he has already left the authority of his father, and sons do not die due to the iniquities of their fathers only when they're less than 13, when their father is responsible for their deeds. And if he died due to his own iniquities, he is not 20 years of age yet. 8:50. A parable about a king who had a garden. One day he took a stroll in the garden, and he saw small lilies growing in that garden, and their scent rose to him, and there was no scent like this in the world. And the king said, if now, when they're small, this is how it is, all the more when they'll grow, they'll have excellent smell. 8:51. And after some time, he entered that very same garden, and he thought that he will find the same lilies that at first gave the scent when they're small and moist. And now that they're big and good, they will have good smell, and he'll enjoy them. Because he looked at them, he saw that they are dry and have no smell. He was angry and said, were I to pick them back then when they were moist and good and smelled well, I would have enjoyed them. And now, what can I enjoy? They're dry. 852. On another year, the king, he entered the garden and saw small lilies that give smell. The king said, pick them now, and I will enjoy them before they dry out, as it was done before on the previous year. 853, this is how the Creator sees people as small, giving smell, and everything is revealed before Him. And you see that they're to condemn in the future, and they will be as important as dry hay. And He proceeds chesed upon them for them to enjoy the Garden of Eden, and takes them away from this world now when they're good, in order to give them a good reward in the next world. As it says, I for my beloved one, and my beloved one for me. He who browses among lilies. And he who rules the world like those lilies, that their way is to give good smell when they're small, therefore they're being.
Their matter, when they are small in Katnut and Gelgal Te'naim, they aren't allowed to be in Gadlut, because then they can take the true Achap, because that they can overcome, because that is where the heart of stone is. Because later on, when time comes, they can come with the Achap of Aliyah and correct themselves.
854. We see that the Creator did this with Yerovam ben Nevat, that when he was young, he was righteous and good. As it says, and both of them are alone in the field. This teaches us that Achiah, Shiloni, and Yerovam were equal in their righteousness and their merit of all of Israel. 855. At that time, said the Creator to the congregation of above, the scent of Yerovam arises before me, and I wish to take him out of this world now when he still has smell. And they told him, Ribono shel Olam, ruler of all, you are the judge of truth. If so, all the more when he shall grow. The Creator told them, it is known and revealed before me that he shall do evil.
It's a mistake there. Where's Benzi? Do you see this? 855 is a mistake. You see it in the new one that it's corrected already? Yes or no? Well, if you're positive, okay. I'm going to write it down to check you. Okay. You know, this won't help you. Be careful.
The Creator told him, it is known and revealed to me that he shall do evil before me. And they told him, Creator of the world, if it's revealed before you, it is not revealed to us. 856. And the king, he created two golden calves. he sinned and sinned the others. At that time, the Creator told his angels, I have told you that I want to take him out of the world. It's a shame that I made it so that I left him to live.
857.
Came Aviah his son, and he used to do good as he was small, where the pilgrims, they used to rise to him, not without his father knowing, and the Creator saw that he is good and took him from this world before, ahead of time, in order to do chesed with him.
Meaning to Achab Dalia, the Malchut that ascends to Bina,
and to give him to the next world. Before, he loses his smell. And this is the mercy that the Creator does with His creatures. 858. The same Chanoch, as he was righteous, and the whole generation was in debt. The Creator saw that if He let them be, He shall learn from their deeds. And so He took him from this world ahead of time, before he loses his smell, as it says. And he is gone, for God has taken him, meaning that he is no longer in this world to fulfill his days, because God has taken him ahead of time to do mercy on him, to give him the life of the next world.
Clear? No questions, right? Just one question. How do we unite in order to discover what they did, what they're writing about, that it'll go through us? Yes,
John from Toronto is asking, how can I personalize this, what it says now about the Zohar, because it seems to me that it speaks about someone else, not about me.
Obviously, he can't relate to these states that the Zohar is telling us right now. This is, first of all, they're talking about states that are very big. It's a person that went from lo lishma to lishma, entered spirituality, he has a masach. He is in understanding where Gelgal Ten Naim is, where Zachap. He's already working between the degrees. He's already correcting himself in. He's done correcting himself in all the vessels of bestow. He's reached the degree of the righteous. What does that mean? Bestow in order to bestow. The level of Binah, a whole, complete level of Binah. Now, a complete righteous, that's when he already starts working with the Achab, right? In the work with the Achab, we have Achab de'aliyah, the Achab of ascending, until we reach when the heart of stone joins in at the end of corrections, right? Is that clear? Everybody knows that, right? Okay, so in order for him not to make a mistake in his current state, that he won't use the Achab of the Yerida, of the descending, that there, God forbid, can be such a sin, and then he will fall, and against the level of righteous that he acquired, he'll be the level of the sinner, of the wicked. So then it says that the Creator took him to the next world, to the sky. What does that mean? That he won't let him, for some reason, we have to see why, but he won't let him in this current state keep working with the vessels of receiving. Is that for the good or for the bad? We don't know. We know that in this state he remains righteous, but he can't advance anymore to be a complete righteous, to start connecting the Achab de'aliyah to him. Probably in this state or in this case, there is a peril here for sure that he might make a mistake and go into Achab de'Yerida. We'll talk about this, but in order for him not to do that, so they restrict it from him. They prevent him from working with the Echab altogether. And that is said that they take him to the sky, meaning you reach Katnut, Galgal Te'enayim, the level of the righteous, that's it. You're going to stay like this for now. Obviously, we're speaking about some individual states that appear in everyone, that individual state is called Chanuch, as it is said in the Torah, and the Creator took him. Well, it's not in the Torah, it's in the Tanakh. So that's one of the individual states that we go through, and it happens to each and every one. Man is a small world, everything happens in everybody. That's it. And the other ones keep going. The other states that aren't called Chanuch keep going on. Meaning, this is the sermon that you have to correct. Let's say if you take the slice called Chanuch in you, this individual state, in your desire to receive, you reach Galgal Te'enayim, and that's it, we're done. And the rest of the states keep advancing in a regular fashion with the Chabdaliyah. And they also have all kinds of, you see how they write. They have all kinds of ways of advancement, better or worse.
No?
Well? Yes, wait.
What does it mean that he takes him?
Takes him that by the upper light he can ascend to the level of Bina, which is called the next world, with whatever he has in him, and he remains there in that level, in that same discernment that he corrected, which is called Chanuch. That's it. Yes.
Meaning that there is some state here which is double, that in the future will somehow be corrected, that will continue.
It might not be corrected.
Frozen state?
Yeah, so Chanuch is the son of Yered, Ben Yered. All the names are directing you to that state. Okay. Okay. Yes.
What does this mean in the language of the group work, meaning in my relation with the group, with the world group?
Till Gmar Tikkun, all of our spiritual work is working with our environment until the environment and me don't turn into one, completely one. Every degree is like circles that are circling around a center point, that I come from the most outer circle where I'm an egoist. I go into the first circle, which is a group, and then 125 circles. As much as I integrate in the group, I get closer to the Creator, which is in the center. That is the central point of this world, of Ein Sof. It's really everything then is returns to that one point, the point of the Malchut, that black dot. So all the states we are studying about, they tell us as much as we are circling and connecting in that unity, more and more, stronger and stronger in quality and also in quantity, into one, together. And in that, the degrees are measured. We can say that we're starting from the most outer circle, and then restricting, tzimtzum, and smaller to more centered circles. That's the matter of scrutiny and unity. And you can say that along with this, in a better quality, I can widen my vessels of receiving till more outer, towards more outer public with integral education, because the Creator is letting me work with the Echap in order to advance. And then specifically from that center group, I start going out to wider and wider circles. You can say like this, that to the extent that I am one way going out to more external, bigger circles, which is the public, the masses, here on quantity, so then in knowledge and feeling of the people I go out to, I'm more focused into the center in a way of quality, closer to one. And you can also say that in that place of the one, I grow upwards every time in resembling the Creator. I find the Creator and resemble Him from a dot to higher and higher in height. You can say it in all kinds of ways to express these things. But all in all, we have no other work, no other realization, no other means to implement but our environment, which is the group, love, and books. And afterwards, the Creator which is in them, behind them, otherwise we can't aim ourselves towards Him. We can never turn to the Creator if we don't stabilize Him in the center of our unity, of our group. That's just a complete lie. And also, when I'm using the outer public. Yes.
What kind of situation is this? What does it tell us about that we're cut off from the integral education?
What situation is this all telling us about? That supposedly a person is stopped from advancing, is prevented, and they're letting him just dry out in the state he has attained. It's a small discernment. The world as we see it now, we have to depict man or Adam as if it includes the entire world. What does that mean? All of the humans that are in the world, except for humans, also still vegetative and animate. But let's say humans, that's enough for now. They are all in me. I'm included of them. What does that mean? That I need to reach a state that I am truly not just pretty words, but that I'm really going through all of their lives together. And I, as I am now, let's say you're talking about me. So I'll tell you, I am a man. Let's say at a certain age, with a certain health, you can speak about my health, you can talk about my family, about my relation to people close or distant to me, my relation to the world, my connection. You can say a lot of things about me. You can speak about a person from all kinds of angles, right? All kinds of different ways. So it turns out that if you say, he is a grandfather, you know what a grandfather is, and you start telling how he's a grandfather about this grandson or that granddaughter, and this and that. So imagine that grandfather towards some granddaughter, I'm called Chanoch. A grandfather towards some grandson, I'm called Moshe. Another, and so on and so on. Meaning only through one description of a person. It's like a theater. You know Kabuki, you know what that is? That as though they open a person's internality and you can see people who are acting out his inner qualities of one person. You know, as though there's this one nice big fat guy, like in China, they draw that nice fat guy. And before him, there's like a theater, and they're acting that person. What is in him now? Every actor is expressing a certain quality in that person that's sitting like that, right? He's not doing anything. And they are bringing you his vision, meaning his internality. Same thing is what is written here, exactly like that. Chanoch is one of the discernments in your desire to receive that you can't correct right now in the correct way. And then, on the path, there's an action called that the Creator takes Chanoch and says, enough. Here is where you stop. Now all the way to Gmar Tikkun, this discernment doesn't have to be corrected anymore. In Gmar Tikkun, it will get its completion. That's it. Yes.
If Chanoch is a particular state in a person, what does it mean that all which is revealed in the Zohar is revealed only in the connection between us?
So what? That this discernment that will advance, reach the degree of the righteous, and in the... Well, we're all going to be righteous, right? So between all of the righteous, there is going to be this one righteous guy called Chanoch, that his advancement will be that they are stopping him and won't let him continue with his achat, that Galgat Enayim will be enough. So you can ask, are they doing good or bad for him? It's not good and isn't bad. In the systematic way, that is what is supposed to be. Because if he doesn't deserve to work with his achat, so they take it away. That is called that they took him before his time, that he died. They took his life up to the sky. Is that good? Sounds good. And on the other hand, no. You understand? He stays in the level of righteous alone. So again, we don't know. See it as a system of the general correction of everyone. More?
859. And the sons of God saw. And they saw the daughters of Adam, and the sons of Elohim are the greatest generation of the generation. And they did not sin, but those greatest of the generation which are not the sons of the greatest of the generation, their voice is not heard, and they cannot do anything against this, and they have no sin to go against, and the sons of God, as it was said, that so God created man.
Yeah, so who can interpret this?
No, only Niv.
Only Niv?
Dudi.
You will try?
Mistater.
You're hiding, huh? May you just maybe go under the table.
No, me.
Come on, who was? Tzvika, except for you, nobody knows. What can you do?
No.
Well, together. And the sons of God will see the Bnot Adam. Elohim is already a desire to receive that's in the level of Binah. And the Bnot Adam are ones, the parts of Malchut that are probably not corrected yet. The sons of God are the greatest of the generation. Gdolei Ador. Wait, 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 wait. What are you saying? Bnei Elohim are the greatest of the generation, which their fathers were the greatest of the generation, meaning it's already the second degree. And they couldn't stop the people of their generation from sinning. Meaning, again, it's like with Chanoch, that they can't in any way work with their Achab in the correct way. But those same greatest of the generation that aren't the greatest of the generation, their words aren't heard. And they can't stop it with their hand, and they have no sin. Meaning they can work the sons of the God that they were from the name Bina, that's the level of Galgal Ta'inayim, Chafetz Chesed, the degree of Israel. As it says, so God created man. And the level from Bina to Malchut, in Tzimtzum Bet. Well, you read.
860.
Everything is in one body.
And came the day, and the sons of Elohim came to stand before God, and Satan among them.
The ego that isn't corrected yet, that you can't recognize it yet. The fact that you can recognize it, that's no problem. All these names, Haman, Achashverosh, the devil, the angel of death. These are ones that you can't recognize that desire to receive that is so hidden that you start working with it as if in order to be still, and then it brings death. Or at least gives you such a descent that you sin for a few incarnations downward.
He is Satan, the evil inclination, the angel of death. That day was the day of Rosh Hashanah, a day that each person repents. And it is not the way of the evil inclination to accuse, but at a time that a person wants to repent. 861.
Is that clear? They're clear. You read it again. And you listen, please, and together. If you direct yourself correctly towards unity, that it all happens in one person, you start seeing how the group becomes one.
And the day came, and the sons of Elohim came to stand before the Creator and Satan among them. He is Satan, the evil inclination, the angel of death.
He's the one who's preventing us from uniting.
On that very day, it was the day of Rosh Hashanah, a day that every person has to repent. And so it is not the way of the evil inclination to accuse, but at a time that a person wishes to repent.
And then he discovers that evil inclination. Here there's a great chance either to advance the good year, meaning that everything was determined in advance, that you take it as a rosh, as the beginning of the degree, or the contrary. As it says in the prayers of Rosh Hashanah, the new year, the life and death, here and there. Well, yes.
861. An elderly at home, it's a good sign for the home. Take the righteous of the generation, it's a good sign for the world. The Creator casts the fear of the judge and the ruler over people, and as long as the fear of the judge is casted over that generation, it is known that he is righteous and they're righteous. And if that threat is of the judge is taken away from the people, He is in debt, and they are in debt more than he is. 862. The giants were on the land, on earth, and it comes to show us that they were Adam and his wife that were giants in that land, and they were called giants because they fell from their degree that they had, meaning that this they're called Nephilim because they were. Thrown away from the Garden of Eden.
You have another question, Svika? Yeah, what?
He says,
he is giving you a gradual story. These are called this. These qualities are called that. They're getting closer, corrected. And he's gently, slowly bringing it to you.
If I don't want to repent, then it means that there's no accusation against me?
Of course not.
So why not?
Repenting means that you're going to start correcting your chap. That's called chazara b'tshuva, repenting. That's a great thing. At the place where Baalei Tshuva stand, the righteous ones can't stand. Because the one who repents raises his corrupted vessels for correction. That's why it's called, in Hebrew, tshuva comes from the word lashuv, to return, to repent. So the one who is repenting, he already has Galgalta 9 and is starting to correct his achap. Yes? So it's a very, it's a great degree. We're just saying, oh, Baal Tshuva, you know, like they say, like the world says, they think they're much more, but, you know, them, everything's okay. He's only starting now to keep the mitzvot. People don't understand they haven't even started any mitzvah yet. That's what they say about them, that the Torah is naive, that they're not touching it.
What does it mean, lekatreg, to accuse, that I'm being accused or this kitrug is made over me? What does that mean?
There is no evil. But in order to give man the freedom of choice and to teach him about the depth of his nature, the resistance, the collision between the egoistic nature to the light, he must go through all kinds of forms, sneaky forms, in the relation between the lights and vessels. Sneaky, I mean hidden, that he can't recognize them in advance, that in order to really learn about the depth of his nature, in the that relation between the light and the vessel. And in this language, the language of the branches, it's called accuse, punish, harmful, fortune tellers, like Bilam, Balak, all kinds of those. It is... There's no correct example of them in this world. Let's say if you're going to go study politics, you know that world because you are part of it. What do they have to teach you? You understand me, right? They have to teach you all of the dirt, the corruption, all those macher, as a salesman. And if they really want to teach you what to do, because this is man's nature, I don't want to say anything good or bad about it. This is what the Creator created in man's nature, but they want to teach you what is in man's nature. So they have to put you in all kinds of scum and all these collisions and this disregarding that's going on. Really, it's a great studying. What shatterings, what revelation of evil man has to go through in order to later on or even overcome it, be sensitive to it, understand it, and be above it, and use it in that same cruelness and with the same purposeful. I'm not talking spiritual now. I'm talking corporeal. What is a good, strong politician? One who has a goal, and compared to that goal, he has 1,000 means to get there by destroying, killing, lying, disregarding. He doesn't take anything into consideration. For him, it's just a game. 1 million people to here, $1 million to there, it doesn't matter. The goal. But to study the depths of man's, of the public's character, and himself too, how to take, overcome it, how to make decisions only towards the goal, and not be bribed by all kinds of things. That is called a person who takes decisions, decisions in politics. Then he can be a prime minister. Yeah. Meaning that he can really, you see what they're dealing with. A few billions here and there, taking a bit into his pocket, and that's it. He doesn't care anymore. Here we're talking about studying of the character or of man from one side to the other. What politics here? You get the form when it opens up to you from the ego in such a way that there's no taking into consideration. It depends what level of connection you're in with people, but finally when you reach that opening of the ego and the Creator's attitude towards it is light and darkness, you have nothing to be inspired after that about all your politics and all the little nonsense in this world. It's small cash. But you have to learn. You have to learn, and that's why this is what we're going through here. Also, the states. Creator made one against the other.
People, they can't repent the way you're describing. People aren't built for it. And me, I myself want to run away too.
You aren't doing anything yet.
What do you mean?
You think you're repenting and advancing. Because all of the repenting and advancing is towards connection with the group. Are you under the influence of society or not? That you decided that. Not that they're... you came here, you want to or not, they're influencing you. What does that mean? The small one who hasn't even reached education yet. That you go out in the air of the world from your mother, and they are taking care of you. Diapers, milk, you're sucking, or breastfeeding, or whatever. You don't even know how to advance. You're totally in the hands of the upper one. But later on, you are demanded to start participating with the environment. At least smile to your mother. Start taking a few steps. Start learning something, and so on. They demand it from you. A participation with the environment. Are you participating? Even in a way like a baby, completely. You're still a baby. You don't even know how to walk yet. Is there any participation yet? Are you smiling? Are you throwing your hands and legs around when your mother's coming close? This is the group. Are you like happy that the group is coming to you, getting close? Yes or no? Huh? Huh? So what can we even talk about here?
So why do many people leave?
Because they haven't reached, they can't hear yet that this is what is supposed to be. I'm already starting to talk like in a novel, I don't know. You, on your own, have to depict these things, and not that I will speak like this. A mother, right? Or like Bala Sulam when he says in an incubator or a greenhouse. Our society has to be like a greenhouse or an incubator. What does that mean? That in there is where a person is quickly cooked or developed. And that's why from a chishena you reach Gmar Tikkun. And you don't have any other way.
No.
What?
Who can keep me in the group? What could protect me from being thrown out?
We don't throw anybody from the group. Even if you are like an egg, you can be there on the side of that incubator your whole life. We won't throw you out. Only if you don't start stinking as a rotten egg. Just if you don't start ruining our society. But even if you are passive or almost completely passive, it's also not a good thing because you're burdening us. But, well, let's say we'll carry you. Only a person who doesn't want to harm the place. But all the others, yeah, they stay. And why do they go out? They go out because they don't hear what they're told. That implementing is only in unity. That the unity has to be in the structure as this greenhouse, that it warms us up. Instead of good and benevolent, let the group be good and benevolent to the person. And that's why without an environment, without a group, he can advance. I don't know, there are no tricks here. You have no choice. Either you do it or you don't. Now we have a higher, a bigger chance to do it. Because this opening, this opportunity is given in this world that has never been like this in any generation throughout all of history, from the moment our world even exists, that we have an opportunity to start correcting out in the public. Out in the public. Not like Bala Sulam started maybe bringing people a bit close in those times, one by one, and also from the Orthodox world, even though he also brought like Bialik, a famous poet in Israel, secular people too. But we need, as Bala Sulam says, for everybody. And if it's for everybody, it's a sign that that's it. Build that greenhouse. For a small circle, bigger circle, the whole world, that's upon you to do. You who have reached an awakening towards the Creator, you must build that greenhouse for all of humanity. That's it. That is called to be a passage, to be the nation of priests. That's it? Yes.
And if you're happy about it, you want to be in that place, you want to be in that groove. And because the way life's built or set, the more you yearn for it, the more disturbances pour upon you.
The outer disturbances are your achap, that you will also raise them above, more and more and more. Clean your gargalta nine from outer disturbances, that is called faith above reason. Then bring your reason, that achap, achap dalia. And through that, you'll be also in bestow and also in receiving in order to bestow, also in chokhmah. That's the whole work. It'll come out of you. I hope that within a month, you'll be much wiser. Yes.
But eggs don't simply lay around in an incubator. They're being turned from side to side.
Yeah, you have to turn them, that's right, from every so often.
So what kind of exercise should we... try and realize among ourselves in order to reach that function, or is this your work?
So should we turn around on our own?
This is the translation of the question.
I can't turn anyone around. Completely not. Look what happens here. The Creator only pays attention to the drop of seed, and that's everything above that drop of seed, meaning everything from that drop and on to fetus and to person, that's on the account of man, Adam, that he develops himself, even in the conception, even in conception. That's why to turn those eggs around, that has to be that same greenhouse, that same environment, and man with them. Of course that I put pressure and try and manage and give a direction, but to actually turn him around, I can't. I'm not allowed to touch it. I can't touch him. The upper light does that by your efforts, your group efforts. Group efforts. And only they participate, the upper light with your desire. The rest in the middle are your means, including me. That's it. The guide, the Mechamer, you remember the donkey driver in the Zohar? He helps bring the load towards the goal. But there's a donkey, there's a load, there's a path, and the goal. The donkey driver is only directing on the way. He can't do anything except for that. That's it. There is no chance to do anything instead of the student. It's called
sorrow
of parenthood. That the parents are sorry in a lot of cases where they can't do an action instead of the child, but he has to do it on his own. And they are in sorrow that they can't do those actions instead. You're in sorrow. Because it's not in their ability. Okay, let's hope the children will be wiser. Let's go to the next part.
Moving on, the next part.